Greg Walker joins us from Bella Notte downtown. Let's see what's on the menu. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's happening down there?
Are you still working from your house?
Excuse me?
Are you still working from home, or are you back in the studio?
Back in the studio.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you. Friday was the first day back. Thank goodness.
Oh, good. Well, a lot of things are happening at Bella Notte, but mostly what's been done down there is we've done a lot of cleaning and painting, and we're going to look shiny and brand new when we're finally allowed to open up. I'm looking at the extended forecast, and I'm seeing that I probably won't have too many people sitting on the patio anytime soon. It looks like it'll be another week or so before we get back in the 70s. But we're definitely going to start putting out the patio furniture and getting ready for outdoor dining. I wished I had done a little bit more work on the commercial, but I didn't think that the COVID-19 thing would go on quite so long. I want everybody to know that we really don't have the full menu, and of course I'm not carrying oysters right now. It's just too iffy as to how many customers you'll get in and out for me to bring in fresh fish like we usually do.
Sure.
But we have like the pasta dishes and pizza and our sandwiches, and you know, we're doing takeout, called and ask what's available that day, and you know, we're going to start adding more items because I think things are just about to start loosening up. I know people are ready to get out. I played golf yesterday, and there were a lot of people on the golf courses, and I've seen also couples meeting for dinner, even downtown. They order takeout, kind of back their cars up to each other, get out their cooler, sit down with their, you know, at a proper social distance and have dinner together. So I know that people are ready.
Yeah, to say the least, people are ready to get out and about. No question about that, but it's going to be different, isn't it?
Oh, I think it'll be different, but not terribly different. I mean, somebody, you know, stuck their hand out to me yesterday, and of course I shook their hand. It was somebody I had just met. And, you know, if they were willing to take the chance, I was too. Of course, you can go wash your hands, which is what you're supposed to do. I mean, it's all a matter of just being more vigilant, you know. I love the places that are talking about extra sanitizing. We're a restaurant. We were always sanitizing. I mean, we sanitize everything.
Right.
That's what you've got sanitizer and test strips for. Of course, we'll be extra careful and probably people will have to wear masks that are serving. I personally probably think I look better with one on, especially if it would cover my whole face.
Now, you have, in fact, all your rooms are pretty big, so will you do a little distancing there, or what's your game plan?
Well, I'm not going to remove tables and chairs because we're big enough downstairs that, you know, we can seat people at, you know, alternate tables, and then as the time comes, you know, when we can come back to capacity, you know, we'll just be ready to do it. I don't see any reason for it as large of a restaurant as we have. I don't see an initial surge of people come through the doors. There's still going to be people that are concerned.
Sure.
And there's still people that, you know, have relatives living with them or, you know, older parents or whatever, and, you know, I understand that. You know, nobody wants anybody to get sick. That's for sure. You know, everybody wants to be careful and, you know, do the best thing we can do. And that's what we're going to do.
Amazing. When this started, Greg, how things were booming downtown. And then it just, you know, then it goes flat.
Well, and I really am concerned about, you know, Detroit. I mean, some of those newer bars and restaurants, which were just, I mean, Corktown was just coming to life, and now there's not any live sporting events. It's going to be really hard for those people that depend on that traffic in the beginning. I mean, I really have, you know, I really feel for those guys. And, you know, there was a food truck downtown on Friday, and I guess it's been down there a couple times, and somebody made the remark to me, well, I can't believe they're allowing that. And I said, well, think about him. His season is wrecked also. I mean, all the events that he would have normally had that truck at, probably a lot of them aren't going to happen. Yeah. You know, you got a feel for everybody.
Vicious cycle, and nobody really escapes this.
Right. But, you know, when we open up, I'm looking forward to, you know, putting the grill on the sidewalk, and like we do a lot of times, and we're going to do some really inexpensive hamburgers out there. Our great burgers are great quality, but, you know, we're going to lower the price for people walking by. And like we did it during the Bright Walls, which probably that won't happen either. But we did $5 hamburgers out there, and we're going to do it again. And we'll just take things slow and see where it goes from there.
You get sense, Greg, that more people might enjoy eating outside?
Well, that patio is usually a pretty popular place to sit. You know, it sits right there on Michigan Avenue, mm-hmm. and you know. They've slowed the traffic on Michigan Avenue so it's really a nice place to sit out there and watch. And on Tuesdays, I'm looking forward to, you know, we have bike night on Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to the motorcyclists coming back. That's going to be a great, great time.
So right now, though, what are you just waiting for that May 15th?
I'm waiting for clear direction. You know, Luckily for us, we had bought a lot of food. We had gone and had bought food just before all this hit. And so we had a lot of stuff in the coolers, which we, you know, we have worked through, and, you know, employees got some, but we've worked through that. So, you know, when I get clear direction, you know, we'll definitely, I don't see there being a lot of meat shortages if people will just take a deep breath. I mean, and, you know, not hoard. I think everything will be fine.
Greg Walker with us from Bellinote downtown, and you can still call down there.
Yes, you can.
Lunch,
dinner.
Mm-hmm. And you're open, 6 days, Greg?
We're open 6 days, and we're open from, like, around 11 till, and give us some time. We're taking a little longer because our food takes a lot of prep, and so we don't always have everything prepped up. But, yeah, we're open from 11 till about 7:30, 8 o'clock, depending on how much the phone rings.
And the phone number there, give us that.
It's 782-5727.
Hang in there, buddy.
I'm going to. We'll see you this summer, I
okay.
hope.
Take care.
All right.
Greg Walker at Bellinote downtown. Call ahead.